لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لبيك اللهم لبيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to another episode on the spirit of Hajj. The pilgrims in Hajj travel between different places. They start their journey in Mecca and then they move to Mina, and on the 9th they move to Arafah, and at the evening and after sunset they come back to Mina, but through Muzdalifah, where they spend the night there. On the day of Eid they go for stoning, and then they go for Tawaf again, and it is the day when they offer their sacrifices. These are the rituals of Hajj. And these rituals, brothers and sisters, have their roots back in history to the days of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Most of the things we do in Hajj remind us with something about the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to the extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, or he called these rituals, he called them the inheritance of Ibrahim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قِفُوا عَلَى مَشَاعِرِكُمْ. Perform these duties and these rituals. فَإِنَّكُمْ عَلَىٰ إِرْثٍ مِّنْ إِرْثِ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. That is some of the inheritance of your father, Ibrahim. So, whatever we do in Hajj, remind us of something about Ibrahim عليه السلام and his family. When we start the journey, and start at-talbiyah by saying لبيك اللهم لبيك. لبيك means we are responding. Responding to what? Responding to the call of Ibrahim. When he established the house, he called people to visit the house, and now we are responding to that. When we reach Mecca and start making tawaf around the Kaaba, we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam with his son Ismail helping him to build the house. After we finish tawaf and we move to As-Safa and Al-Marwa to perform As-Sa'i, that immediately reminds us of the story of Hajar and her baby Ismail alayhi salam. When they were left there and they ran out of water, and Hajar started to look back and forth, walking between the two mountains and running in the valley to look for water for her newly born baby. And on the day of Eid, when you offer the sacrifice, we remember the story of Ibrahim and his son Ismail. When Ibrahim alayhi salam saw in his dreams that he is slaughtering and sacrificing his son Ismail. And he started to do so. So all these rituals remind us of something about Ibrahim and his family. And it's truly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hajj and the rituals of Hajj are some of what you have inherited from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now going beyond those rituals, there is one common principle behind these rituals we should not miss, we should not overlook. There is something evident and common and clear in all these pieces of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is, brothers and sisters, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is a great and is full of great examples of how submission to Allah should be. Ibrahim alayhi salam took his wife Hajar and their newly born baby Ismail to the place which we now call Mecca. But at that time there was nothing there. And Allah commanded him to leave the wife and the baby there. And he submitted. And he took them there. And he left them there. Nothing was around. No birds, no humans, no water, no food. He left them with a bag of dates and a bottle of water. That's all. When he left them and started walking away, his wife asked him, Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? How do you leave us here? Now Ibrahim had nothing to say to him, because he does not know why. That was the command of Allah and he's just implementing it. He simply has no answer to that. So he left her and starting to walk away. She called him again, Ibrahim, where are you leaving us here? And he has nothing to say. Finally, she said to him, did Allah command you to do this? He said, yes. She said, okay then. Allah will not leave us alone. Look at that true submission of the mother to be left alone with her baby in the middle of nowhere. Look at that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are examples of how submission should be. Once we know that this is the command of Allah, we should fully submit to that. One more example. When Ibrahim alayhi salam started to build Al-Kaaba, again by the command of Allah, Allah asked him to start building Al-Kaaba with his son Ismail, and they started doing it. When he was done, Allah said to him, call people for Hajj. Ibrahim said, but how far can my voice reach? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, you call and I will convey the message. And he submitted and called and shouted, calling people for Hajj. And his voice indeed was heard by all in between earth and heavens. And we should not forget the greatest example of submission. When Ibrahim saw in his dream to sacrifice his son Ismail, and he did submit. And what is more amazing is the position and the response of the kid. When Ibrahim told him, Allah ordered me to sacrifice you, the kid said, go ahead, Dad. Do it. And I will, by the will of Allah, be patient. This is the story of Ibrahim, brothers and sisters. Full of examples of submission. And that's what we should remember when we start our journey for Hajj. We should be ready for the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, many of what we do in Hajj is a training on submission to Allah. Many of the things we do does not have, you know, like reasons why we do it this way. It's simply because Allah wants us to do it this way. When we walk to or go to Mecca, before we reach Mecca, we have to make ihram. This is the command of Allah. At the miqat, at those borders, we should start our ihram. We shouldn't cross these borders without ihram. And we should submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put off all our clothes we used to have. Our thobes, trousers, gutras, and so on. Nothing is allowed. You put this all off. And you dress in something completely different and strange and unusual. But you have to submit. And we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we keep moving from Mina to Arafah to Muzdalifah to Mina at specific times and in a specific order, all with the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the great lesson we should learn from Hajj. And this is what the rituals of Hajj are training us for. Training us to be true submitters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hopefully, when we reflect on these meanings, we return from the Hajj journey completely different. We return and we all full of belief and full of determination that we should no more argue about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been submitting to Him in Hajj, and we will keep be submitting to Him after Hajj. So when we hear the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something, we will hurry and do it in a full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to abstain from something, we would, in the same way and in a full submission, abstain from it. If we learn this from Hajj, if we come back from Hajj with the understanding of what submission is and how submission should be, then that's really a great Hajj, and that's what Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur is. By just doing the rituals without reflecting on these things, by simply, you know, to take the journey of Hajj as a burden, that we just want to, you know, do it and look for the easiest way of doing it and not caring about the meaning of each and everything we do, then unfortunately the Hajj journey may not do much in changing our behavior. Brothers and sisters, it's a great journey and we should take it seriously. We should be prepared for that journey, not only in the terms of having our, you know, food and cars and arrangements, what is more importantly, having, being ready for that great training on submission. By the will of Allah, when we do this, we will feel how effective Hajj journey is and how great its impact in changing our lives. And Allah knows best. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لبيك اللهم.